The other day, my wife, who doesn't usually hear my sermons, but because she's in children's church, was there, and she said, "Well, that was a goofy sermon." And I guess I hope she was saying that because I was using some various kinds of humor. By the way, I really recommend to my internet crazy people a couple of great sites, cybersalt.org and thebackpew.com. You can get a clean quote every day and a lot of really interesting things. For example, at the back pew, this was a Groundhog Day, his version of Psalm 23, verse 4-ish. "Even though I walk through the valley where I see my shadow, I will not fear six more months of winter." So humor is something that's really a great part of being a Christian. Not that we, you know, go goofy on it, and a lot of times humor is kind of nasty. There's a strong sense that comedy is that sort. But there are many instances in the Bible where it's not that kind of thing at all. One of the big ways that you see humor in the Bible is something called pun. By the way, pun and puny, I wonder if those two words have the same root. Oh, well, it's a common device to have a play on words where the meanings sound similar or something like that. You know, the things like the newspapers, black and white and red all over that childhood riddle. Some people might say, "I'm so bright, my mother calls me son." You know, jokes, silly little jokes like that. Well, you have that sort of thing in the Bible, too, in Jeremiah 11 and 12. God promised Jehovah that he was watching them by showing a branch of an almond tree. Well, how's that humor? Well, in Hebrew, the word for almond tree, shaked, sounds like the word for watching, shoked. So when we read it, we don't see that at all, but when Jeremiah's listeners or readers saw that, they knew, of course, that he was making a play on words. And again, in the prophet Amos in 8:2, God warns the prophet Amos in Israel is about to be conquered. And so he showed him a basket of summer fruit. Now, summer fruit, you know, overripes, the flies buzzing around it, you know, that kind of an idea. And he told him that the end was near. Well, again, we don't see that there's kind of a humor or a pun in that, but in the Hebrew, the word for summer fruit was kayetz, and it sounds like the word for end, which is kaetz. So we see then that humor is a way that God uses, so why shouldn't we? Heavenly Father, we pray that as you bless us in our lives every day, that we'll see the lighter side of things. Not that we're forgetting to be serious about our purpose. We always have that. But we know that there are many things in life that bring joy and amusement to us. So give us an appreciation for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.